tip number 131. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's 1 Minute Tip is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. In this tip, we'll take a look at the many different ways you can save websites out in Safari 3.0. So the first process is not exactly saving the file, but you can go into the File pull-down menu and select Mail Link to this page. Or you could mail the contents of this page minus the cascading style sheet information by selecting File, Mail Contents of this page. To save this file as an external, go to the File pull-down menu, select Save As, and then under Format, select Page Source. This will give you the actual code from the page. To save the page and most of its graphics, go into the File pull-down menu, Save As, and then select Web Archive. This archive can be reopened by Safari, but will not contain cascading style sheet content. But if you'd like to save the page as is, on a Macintosh, you can select Command-Shift-3 to take a picture of the screen, or if you're using Windows Vista, use the snipping tool. But if there's a page you need and you forgot to archive it, you might want to go to www.archive.org and go to the Wayback Machine. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com. Domain names from GoDaddy.com are up to 70% less than the competition. Plus, each domain includes free hosting with the website builder, a free blog, complete email, and much, much more. Use the code MINUTE to save an additional 10% on any order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.